We faculty educate our students and ourselves in perilous times. In such times, places are needed where there can be inquiry and discourse about critical issues of our time, where in particular we faculty members can more fully be and become those who, in the words of the American poet Adrian Rich, bind, join, reweave, cohere, replenish, teach, advise, persuade, weigh arguments, so that, as she puts it, the work of perception can advance the never-to-be-finished, still-unbegun work of repair. In my judgment, the Prindle Institute for Ethics is destined to be a preeminent place of that kind.